right now, I wanted to give you some of Gamecock great Jordan Montgomery. He sat down with me a few days ago. He helps out here at the Children's Hospital, has volunteered his time, makes his offseason home still here in Columbiaville. He's a Sumter native. After a big-time first year in the big leagues last year with your team, the New York Yankees, the first segment you're about to hear here now, concentrating mostly about that first year and the on-the-field stuff, and we certainly will get to how he remembers his Carolina career, why he spends his time here at the Palmetto Health Children's Hospital. But our Radiothon rolling on right now with this recorded interview. Feel free to call 877-719-KIDS, by the way. That's our Colonial Life phone bank here. The local number is 434-3000. We appreciate any help you can give us right now. Jordan Montgomery.
Going into year number two with the New York Yankees. For a guy who grew up at in Sumter, how does that just sound right off the bat?
Still trying to get used to it, honestly. Grew up a big Braves fan, so when I got drafted by the Yankees, that all changed. So.
Man, I was going to ask you about that, because I grew up a Braves guy, too. And I think because I did that, the Yankees were always the polar opposite. Mm-hmm. They bought everybody. They were in the American League. They had the DH. I didn't like them. So how did you grow up with that same mindset at all? Obviously, it's different now.
I don't know. I didn't really dislike them. But, I mean, I was such a Chippers fan, and Andrew Jones and Maddox and John Rocker and all those guys. I mean, I still have home video of me freaking out at spring training games. I mean, almost crying because I didn't catch a ball that game. We were sitting in the nosebleeds. So it's just cool to be in Major League Baseball and having a little platform so I can do something.
Oh, man, you're much more than in Major League Baseball. I think finished sixth in the Rookie of the Year voting last year, had a heck of a rookie season, made the starting rotation. Do you still kind of shake your head at all that was gone down, or have you processed it now? Have you had enough time in the offseason to say, yep, that really just happened, and now it's time for year number two?
Yeah, I just kind of got home and processed it, wrote everything down I was thinking, especially near my last couple starts, and I don't know, I think I can do a lot better. I mean, I was kind of mentally flustered most of those games because I was a deer in the headlights and just way more anxious than I usually am on the mound. So I'm excited about what this year has and being a little more comfortable in my skin up there and just being able to handle the pressure a little better.
I think I read somewhere before your first start at Yankee Stadium, you went out hours before anybody showed up just to the mound just to soak it all in. Is that how it went down for your first start there?
Well, I got showed up. I think the off day was like a Wednesday, so I got there Tuesday night, met up with a bunch of my friends that are on the team, and then I had to go in and play toss on the off day, so that Wednesday, and then I just kind of stood on the mound, did a couple dry, went through the motions of my delivery on the mound, and then just kind of did a circle, and then
tell me you did the little kid thing where you're doing the play-by-play out loud.
No, not quite like that. There's too many people working on the field. I don't want to embarrass myself.
Good decision. Not a great first impression in the big league club. That makes sense. You guys in this offseason making headlines, obviously had a heck of a year last year as a team. Fell a little bit short. Now Joe Girardi is out. Aaron Boone is in. But for you, you got Larry Rothschild still there as your pitching coach. So you still have a lot of familiarity with your position coach. How are things going to be different for you? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. Joe was so good about going around and just really making sure you were comfortable. He would talk to everybody, just a stand-up guy. But I met Aaron Boone last weekend, and he's called me once or twice and texted me right when he got the job, and I've heard nothing but good things about him.
How much did you feel like you have interaction with a manager, a typical starting pitcher, compared to the pitching coach? I would put it probably like 80% pitching coach and 20% manager, something to that effect?
Yeah, if even maybe like 90-10.
Right.
You see him in the dugout. You go through giving everybody high fives, doing your handshakes, and you see him in the outfield when you're shagging is really the only times I would ever see him. I'll see Joe. But, I mean, Larry, he's around all my bullpens. I see him every day playing toss. It's just a lot more time together, I guess.
Yeah, you mentioned your head was swimming a little bit in your first year in the bigs. Certainly understandable. Do you remember one specific moment where you feel like maybe that got under control a little bit, or was there one on the other end where you felt like, whoa, this is really – more than I thought it would be?
I think July, I had a good month. I won four games. And of course, when you're having success, you kind of just take your foot off the brake, off the gas, and you just kind of relax a little bit. But when you feel that little bit of pressure after losing a game or having a bad one, you really press, and I pressed way too hard. I'm usually a pretty laid-back person and let whatever happens, happens, but I pressed hard. I was doing dry work out in the bullpen every day, and all the older guys were like, you're doing way too much, young buck. So CC helped me a lot, just kind of relaxing and slowing the game down a little bit.
You dropped CC Sabathia like he grew up in Sumter with you. I know he's your teammate, but for those of us who aren't around big leaguers all the time, what is that like? Or have you found that big leaguers are just like anybody you ever played with kind of growing up, and that it's just a different stage, or is it a different type of breed of person?
Same people, man. I was really blessed to have all these great guys around me. CC, I think he just won some good guy award for handling the media in New York, and he couldn't have gone to a better person. I mean, he kind of immediately took me under his wing after he saw me throw a couple times in spring training, and right when I got there, he was like, I just sat beside him on the bench every game, and we just became really, really good friends. So,
is that a lefty thing?
I think it's just a goofball thing. I think he saw how goofy I was, and I made him laugh with some of the stupid stuff I would say, and I stuck around. So the clubhouse, the guys in there are great. They're just, it's a little different because they all have kids, and as a young guy, you're used to playing with guys your age. So, but I mean, they're just the same personality, just a little older.
25-year-old Gamecock great Jordan Montgomery set to start year number two in the big leagues with the New York Yankees. The Yankees start spring training tomorrow. They'll be at home against Detroit. Of course, the Yankees do spring training down there in Tampa. It's a big year for Montgomery. He says he's expecting more in year number two after a big rookie season. We'll continue to let you hear from him. He looks back on, or he gives his evaluation of this year's Gamecock team and explains why he donates his time here at the Palmetto Health Children's Hospital while he makes his offseason home here in Columbia, Bill, and is a big fan of what they do here, as are we. We're proud to be a part of the Radiothon day number two, our final day here. Our Radiothon rolls on with part two of his interview where he starts with his evaluation of this year's team and then explains why he gives his time here at the Palmetto Health Children's Hospital.
The group of guys they have right now is as talented as they've ever had. I mean, I feel like when I was there, we had just a bunch of average Joe and a couple schmucks, and we were winning games and getting pretty deep in playoffs. So I think it's just all about the mental. You got to want it more, and you got to be a little more nitty-gritty, I guess.
How much do you follow the Gamecocks overall? You mentioned that you're a big basketball guy, and do you stay connected to South Carolina? You still make your off-season home here. How much do you stay connected to South Carolina up in New York?
I'll watch the Carolina-Clemson series every spring training. So, I mean, that hadn't been going great, but hopefully this is the year we turn it around and watch basketball games as many times as I can. Silva is just incredible. I mean, watching him, he's just so much more athletic than everybody. It's crazy.
No doubt.
And then I'll go to football games, a couple big games. I went to Florida this year and went to the Clemson game for a half. I didn't make it long. I mean, this is my home, so I'm always going to be coming back here, and I love the school. So,
speaking of that, it's quite the fraternity now in the big leagues. A bunch of former Gamecocks up there. What's it like when you see guys like Justin Smoak or Jackie Bradley, Whit Merrifield, all those guys now in different uniforms than you? You got to compete against them a little bit.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time before the guys that I played with and are really close to get up there. I know Grayson's knocking on the door right now. And
the Tigers had to put him on the 40-man to make sure they didn't lose him, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, that's a big move. Once you get that, it's kind of your one injury away. Guy catches a fastball wrong, jams his thumb. Gary's going to be up there. So it's going to be nice when those guys get up there. But I've gotten to know Jackie and Whit, and all those guys came down for a football game and kind of got to meet them and talk to them. And they're just as good of people as they are, so.
He's Jordan Montgomery, former Gamecock ace pitcher, now with the New York Yankees. You've been back in town since you make your off-season home here, working out here, and you're also you help out over at the Palmetto Health Children's Hospital. I know you visited there not too long ago. Why do you feel like that's something that you want to invest your time in?
There's a lot of reasons. I think those kids are just incredible. You never want to see a kid go through that, and the way they handle it, and just the strength they have, especially the families too, that are sleeping in the rooms or sleeping in their cars, wake up, go, just really, really kind of breaks my heart a little bit. And I just want to go out there and if I can make a kid smile or if a kid can roast me on Uno and give me +4 cards 10 times in a row and that's going to make him feel better, then he can go ahead and do it. So just try and do as much as I can when I come home.
Do you feel like that's a personal obligation that someone that's, I mean, you're wearing a Yankees garb right now, that's in your position in life. Do you feel like you were raised to see that as something to give back and it's something that you feel like that needs to be done?
I don't know. I think Holbrook really kind of instilled that in me because every time we'd go to Omaha, we'd immediately go to the Children's Hospital because his son went through chemo and that's something that was special to him. So we just kind of been doing it for so long. We'd go to Children's Hospital every now and then when I was playing here, but we definitely when we went to Omaha, we'd go up to theirs. So it's just kind of a habit, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much fun. I mean, I think they have a time slot for me for an hour when I go, and you just kind of lose track of time, and you're in your fourth game of Uno or Jenga, and it's 2 hours in, and you just kind of have to pull yourself out of there.
Because I'm guessing... Do you notice that adults treat you a little differently now that you're a New York Yankee pitcher as opposed to kids who I'm guessing they just want to beat you in Uno, right?
Yeah, they want to say they beat them the pitcher, so or the tall guy is what most of them call me. So most of the parents will maybe recognize my name if they're a Carolina fan or whatever. So I'll give them a hat, autograph, whatever. I'm there for them just as much as I am the kid.
Speaking of that, we got some questions coming from the Children's Hospital here. You said you want to have some fun with the kids. I think they're going to have some fun with you as well. We'll start with a mom. Liz, her son Gray, wants to know, of course, who's your favorite superhero?
Favorite superhero? It's a tough one. Maybe He-Man? I grew up a big He-Man
fan.
Whoa,
that's kicking it old school.
I want to mix it up. Don't want to go Spider-Man or anything.
I would never have picked that because that's like my choice.
Yeah, He-Man.
So you have the power? Is that what you say after every strikeout in Yankee Stadium? That would be the worst trash talk ever. By the power of Grayskull, I just struck you out? That would be fantastic. Okay, He-Man, the favorite superhero. Didn't see that coming. Braden would like to know, knowing what you know about the game and a career as a baseball player, what advice would you give to kids who are 12 years old about what they should do when they're young? I remember when I was 12... Little League All-Star team.
12, yeah.
My Little League coach would not allow us to swim on the day of a game.
My parents wouldn't let me do that either.
Because that would just sap your energy. So it was a little business-like approach back then. I look back on it, I'm like, oh, man, maybe I let him swim.
Fun, I would say. Like you said, I mean, I went to the beach one time and showed up to an All-Star game. Couldn't have been more roasted from sunburn. And wasn't the best game, but we won somehow.
Nice.
Just have fun, listen to the coaches, and kind of soak in as much information as you can.
I think you dropped this one earlier, but Eli wants to know, who was your favorite player growing up?
Ooh, probably Greg Maddux.
Oh, I thought you were going to go chipper on us.
Chipper was my favorite position player.
Right, you're the pitcher.
But I'm this pitcher. So.
But you didn't even go with a lefty. You didn't go Glavine? I would have thought you would have gone Glavine because you had the lefty thing going
on. It was like
on.
A duo of them,
It's too. Because he's Canadian, isn't it? And that's what it is.
USA.
And Maddux, okay. Well, I was going to say Maddux more control. I don't know if he had more control than Glavine. It's tough to do, right?
Both of them were just incredible.
Okay, well. Greg Maddux will make that your official answer there. Hayden has a few questions for you. First of all, how'd you get your nickname Gumby?
Funny story.
You should see his face in there. Just big grin.
I made it one day in college without the nickname Gumby. I showed up first day. We were allowed to like be in the locker room, and a couple of fifth year seniors are Logan Munson,
mm-hmm.
who is a AC Flora guy around here, Will Casey,
mm-hmm.
and Tyler Webb, and Nolan Belcher. Those four guys just kind of immediately got on me.
They were the leadership back in the day, huh? The leadership council.
Yeah, those were the older guys, and immediately Gumby, and then it just stuck and. Haven't heard Jordan since.
But what for? Just because of the height?
Long arms, kind of, I was super goofy then. Just a lot of, I don't know where their thought process was. They must have just seen Gumby on TV or something on a commercial. But
I'll have to get Belcher to give us the real story on that. Hayden's second question for you, more of a baseball one. What's it like to watch Aaron Judge in batting practice?
Oh, well, you're basically just like looking up and watching the balls go over your head. So it's fun. You don't really have to shag much.
Hayden's question number three, being a left-handed pitcher, does it make it more difficult or does it have its advantages since there's not a whole lot of left-handed pitchers, especially when you're a kid growing up, you don't see a lot of left-handed pitchers?
I think it's a little more of an advantage. It kind of has a little more leeway on having to throw incredibly hard. I mean, most righties nowadays are like 95 plus.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see many righties that are like 91, 94. It's definitely nice and makes it a little easier on me.
Yeah, you're 92 though, pretty consistently, right?
Yeah, I've been trying to get it up there a little more. I think my average velo should be a little higher this year. I feel stronger.
Well, Greg Maddux never got a 92 consistently, did he?
Yeah. Well, I'm 6'6". I need to use my body a little more.
Okay, fair enough. Hayden's fourth question. Wanted to know if he could give a big shout out to River Springs Elementary. What do you think? Especially his assistant principal, Matt Gams, who's a huge Yankees fan. He would like to tell you, you can come visit River Springs Elementary anytime.
Anytime, River Springs Elementary. All right, yeah.
There you go, Hayden. A free shout-out from Jordan Montgomery, Yankees pitcher, former Gamecock great. Again, thanks for helping us out today. Thanks for helping us for a good cause. I know the Palmetto Health Children's Hospital certainly appreciates it. Do you or do you not let the kids win when you play them in Uno?
It's tough. I'll try and strategically hold on to my plus two and plus four cards.
Right.
And then when I absolutely have to, then I'll switch it up, go wild or
ruthless,
do that. But I could definitely be more cutthroat. So I'll let the nurses do that. And then I'm just the nice guy trying to.
The tall guy.
Yeah.
The kid favorite. Well done, man. Good luck this year. Year number two with the Yankees. Certainly with spring training and everything coming up. Appreciate your time.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
25 years old, New York Yankees pitcher, former Gamecock and Sumter High School standout Jordan Montgomery. We appreciate his time. Wish him luck in the big leagues as year number two just gets underway. Spring training starts for the Yankees. Game number one is tomorrow. If you'd like to help us out here on the Colonial Life Phone Bank as our radiothon concludes here on day number two, we got a final day goal of $250, $100 Miracle Makers. The Colonial Life Phone Bank numbers 877-719-KIDS. That's 877-719-5437 or locally at 434-3000. You can also go to 1075thegame.com if you would like some numbers. There were 175 patients here yesterday. There are eight more than that here today. So 183 families here at the Palmetto Health Children's Hospital right now. The smallest baby in the NICU is amazing to me. It's 12 ounces. There's a baby that is less than a pound right now, and that's less than an NFL football weighs, Bill. And the NICU has 59 patients in it just here today. Mentioned our buddy Brian Glenn came by, and his twins spent 71 days, their first 71 days here at the NICU, and all the great work. He says, you know, he spent about 20 minutes with us here yesterday, I guess, and he says he felt like he didn't even scratch the surface of the appreciation he was trying to express.
Yeah, it's amazing. I was just looking, 25 surgeries scheduled for today, and we've talked about it, over 350 personnel, be it therapists or doctors or nurses that work here. And again, you look at the numbers, you talk about the NICU numbers, 59 infants in there today. You got the 25 surgeries scheduled, and then all that is while these great people here are trying to help the parents, because again, you talk about parents that are maybe looking at their children in the NICU, maybe the parents are having to watch their child, son or daughter, go through surgery today, and the feeling of helplessness, and so trying to help those. The job that these people do here is absolutely phenomenal, and I think everybody that's been able to donate and become a miracle maker, big thanks to them for being able to support a great cause and really help everything that goes on here.